Father, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, as we stand in your presence. We welcome each and every person on this line today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's on the line with us today. And we bow our hearts and we just worship you, Father. We thank you, Almighty God, for just your presence. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and your right hands are pleasures forevermore. Father, we just come and we lift up each and every person on this line today and ask God, Father, that your presence remain, that your presence sit on our heart all the day long, oh Father, on this Tuesday, Father. Oh Father, we just magnify you and just glorify your great name, for you're truly worthy of the praise. And Father, we lift up the speaker, Father, for this hour, Father, and we ask, Lord, that you just endow, oh Father God, this person, Father, from on high, Father, and just allow your anointing and your glory to run over and through them, oh Father, and bless each and every word, oh Father, Lord, that we can eat, oh Father, at the Master's table. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the co-founders, oh Father, of this call, oh Father, and we thank you for Artist Life, oh Father, and just each and every member, each and every home today that's represented, Father, Lord, that you do mighty and that you do great things, oh Father. We thank you right now, Father, for your presence, oh Father. Father, we just thank you. We just glorify you and just magnify you, oh Father God, and just surrender all unto you. Father, we love you, we adore you, and these are the things that we ask in Jesus' name. Host, are you there? Good morning, Minister Willard. That sounds like you. Can you? I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Let me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
God bless you.
Well, good morning. God bless you, my sister. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willard here in Tampa. And there is a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit in this place this morning. And we know that it is the Spirit of the Lord. Well, I greet you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. We stand on a scripture verse that's found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you." Now, this call was started in 2010 by, as I said, our co-founders. And we are just so blessed to be able to come here every Monday through Friday morning. We do not miss a day, whether it be a holiday, Christmas, whatever the day. We are here because we do believe in the mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived. So if you want to go to hear one of those messages, also the bios of our speakers are there. So you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you will find all the messages, my God. As Minister Benita said, from our telecommunication sanctuary there to be a blessing to you and to others. Our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. So we just praise God so much for the theme that he has put on Dr. Vanessa's heart for 2019. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as I always say, there are no auditions whatsoever to be a part. We are not a private club. There is no fee. All you need to do is have a heart for the Lord. So if that is you and the Lord has been tugging at your heart, saying to you, you know, you have been coming on this call, and I know that you can be a blessing to it as well, as you already are, just as a part of being here, but as a greeter, a host, or if you are someone who God has blessed with a voice to sing, or if you even have a word that you want to share, please contact our prayer general or Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and they will be in contact with you. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to share with us, you can do that at themasterscall.net, at info@themasterscall.net as well. Now, as you probably know, we are here on Fridays, however, to hear your praise report and your prayer request live. But in any other day, 24/7, just go to info@themasterscall.net to share that information with us. This company, Artists International, which was established 29 years ago by the D.A.C. Leon family, and it is now Artist Life. And there are so many wonderful products there that will help you become, that will help you be a healthier you. So if you want to find out more information about Artist Life or about the products or about the opportunity, just get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share the products and the opportunity with you. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Fridays right after this call by a team of great leaders with information, good information that you're going to need in order to work your artist business as well as learn more about the products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617#. And today is Tuesday, and the host for the Presidential Tuesday is Manager Artemis Wicker. Now, if you have difficulty getting on this call because, you know, they want you to pay, well, there is a bypass number so that you will not have to pay to be a part of this call. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Now, I'm going to get out of the way. But before I do that, I want to let you know that there is Artist Extravaganza Summer Tour, I believe it's called. And Dr. Vanessa, if I didn't get that just right, just text me so I can get it right. But that's going to be held this summer, and more information will be available for that tour. I believe it's a traveling tour, and it will be in a city near you. So I'm going to get out of the way because we have an amazing speaker this morning. We love her so much. She is none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who was born in Mississippi, accepted the Lord as her Lord, as her Lord and personal Savior at a very young age. She is the mother of five beautiful children. She's the wife of Freddie Terrell. She is, throughout the years of God's blessings on her, has empowered her to move miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was diagnosed with an attack from a stroke. Minister Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful, and you will hear her say that often. She resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where her pastor is C.G. McCarter, and he is the senior pastor. Minister Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and who really does enjoy helping others. Minister Brenda has a heart for people. She's always everywhere, taking somebody somewhere, just being a blessing, being a true servant in the name of Jesus. She looks forward to greater things in Jesus Christ with her husband, Freddie, with whom she's been married for over 37 years. So we praise the Lord for Minister Brenda. She is the one who gets this call, in addition to to Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Packett. She is the thread that keeps us all together. And we are just so thankful, and we so appreciate her, and we love you, Minister Brenda. And she always brings a rich word So get ready, get ready, get ready for the word that she's going to bring this morning, because it is going to be truly from the throne room of God. Minister Brenda, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I tell you, the check is on the way, Minister Willa. I tell you, I had to look over my shoulder and ask, who is she talking about? But I'm so grateful to God for who he is in you as well as in me and all of my TMC family. It's nobody but the Lord, and I give him glory for it. Thank you for such a cordial introduction. I love you dearly. And I tell you, Minister Keisha, you were in my prayer closet this morning. Yes, God is speaking, and you will definitely hear that in the message this morning. You and Minister Roslyn. Minister Roslyn, I had to get myself together because those songs are two of my worship songs, and this is the air I breathe. Yes, because I'm desperate for him. Glory to God. And I just thank you both for allowing the Spirit to use you this morning. And I definitely want to take the time out to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who I love dearly, and she is our mother eagle, and I'm just so grateful for how God uses her at such a time as this, where you know God's presence is in the midst. And Dr. PK, our dear loving Miss Super Fantastic, we're praying God's blessings over you as you're in Belize, and we know that God is doing a great and mighty work in you, for you, and through you. And my TMC family and friends, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so grateful that you've joined us this morning. Pray with me as I minister what God has given me. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we bless your holy and righteous name. This is the air we breathe, oh God. We're desperate for your love. We're desperate for your joy. We're desperate for your peace. We're desperate for you, oh God. And we're asking, Father God, that you anoint this vessel as we all will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. Lord, you've given me this message, and I know, Father God, that we are your people who bow down before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And we honor you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, this morning, I will be speaking with you on listen to what the Spirit is saying. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. So yes, Minister Keisha, God is speaking. I'm thanking God for blessing me and allowing me to have this opportunity to share. And I don't take it lightly and I don't take it for granted. I count it a blessing and I thank him for it. Now, if there's ever a time to hear, not only hear, but actually listen to what the Lord is saying. Listen to the Lord speak. The time is now. In Matthew 11 and 15 and also in Mark 4, 9 and 23, you'll notice that Jesus has said at the end of his parables, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hearing is to perceive by the ear. I had to look it up because I'm going, Is there a difference between hearing and is there a difference between listening? Hearing is to perceive by the ear, perceiving sound. Listening is to give attention with the ear, attend closely, to pay attention. And, you know, it was amazing because I didn't know God was going to give me this to speak. But even Sunday, our first lady, Lady Marilyn, had gotten up and she said, we need to listen to what God is saying. And there is a difference. But I didn't have any idea that this is what God was going to have me speak on this morning. And so when we hear, a lot of times we hear and allow it to just go through our ears and we carry on in our normal procedures and our normal agendas. But when we listen and actually hear what the Spirit is saying, we are very attentive. And there is a difference. We got the ears to hear. And Jesus' parable of the sower and the seed contrasts types of hearers. Those who let the word of God pass straight through their ears, and those who truly listen and seek understanding. That's according to Mark 4:13 through 20. And some hear the word, yet they do not allow it to take root because the seduction of worldly pleasures and comfort overcomes them. Others end up rejecting the word because of persecution or trials. Others hear the word and open themselves to understand and accept it so that it transforms them. Those who have ears to hear, listen, allow to bear fruit to the glory of God. It is up to the hearer to decide whether to take the word seriously and pursue understanding. In the beginning, we all can acknowledge and recognize when God has spoken to Adam and specifically told him not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet, he didn't listen, which disconnected us all from our relationship with God. Instead, he followed the voice of the serpent, the enemy. But God had a plan. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that. Throughout the ages, man always listened to what the enemy said, but had to offer sacrifices for repentance. Jesus had told the Pharisees, I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. That's according to John 10, 1 through 5. And, of course, they didn't get it because they were so engrossed in their man-made religious system. They didn't recognize the Savior of the world. If their spiritual ears weren't blocked, they would have remembered Isaiah 40 and 11 when he said he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead them, the mother sheep and their young. Remember Genesis 3 and 8, Adam and his wife heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. God called him and asked, where was he? He knew that he had disobeyed. He knew the voice of God, but he wouldn't listen and adhere and become obedient. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what Romans tells us. So what is it if you think God wants us to hear in this day and hour? Listen and know that Jesus, the only one, he is the only Son of God that brought us into the adoption stage and made us become sons of the living God. He is the Word of God that became flesh and dwelt among us. And he was full of grace and truth. This is what the Spirit wants us to hear and to know. He also wants us to listen and know that we have been bought with a price. That precious blood of the Lamb of God, who took away all the sins of the world. And he says, now all you have to do is let go of your life and take the life that I'm giving you. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Listen and know that he has empowered us with his precious Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. Not some truth, all truth. What is truth? His word is truth. And when we dwell in his word, when we dwell in his presence, we know that this is the air we breathe. Oh, glory to God. Listen and know that he has empowered us with his precious Holy Spirit. Now, speaking in parables was one way in which Jesus sought to gain the attention of the crowds. People love stories, and they still love stories today. And the parables depicted events and characters with which they could readily relate. But unless they were willing to tune out other distractions and come to Jesus to understand the meaning of his teaching, his words would be only empty stories. You see, we have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. And in addition to hearing God's word, we also have to spend time studying his word and prayer, being in tune and having that relationship with God. It's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord and saying, Lord, we need you. We need you every hour, every second, every minute. We need you, Lord. This is all he says. Come to me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Allow his word to resonate in our hearts. Yes, we will listen and hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh, my time is going short. Be still and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Our special time with God is so key. And delete, destroy, and discard the outside noise. Don't allow it to take effect. This, too, is important because with the media, the social media, and high technology blasting in the atmosphere, we must be careful what our ears receive and conceive. You know, 2 Timothy 4:3 warns us that the time will come when people will not listen to sound doctrine, but will allow their own desires and will collect for themselves more and more teachers who will tell them what they are itching to hear. The news, the negative talk, the gossip, the cliches, the old wives' tales, all these things are distractions. Good things don't last forever. Every good and perfect gift comes from God is what God tells us. But people always say good things don't last forever. That's a lie from the pit of hell. They say seeing is believing. But Mark 11:23 tells us if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and don't doubt in their heart, but believe what they say will happen. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. What is he saying? Not only is he our shepherd, oh yes, Minister Roslyn, he's Jehovah Rohi. He is our shepherd. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He is the one and only Redeemer. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the first and the last. This is what the Spirit is saying. He is God, and beside him there is none other. He is Jehovah Rapha, our great healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, he is. He is Jehovah Shalom, our Lord of peace. When he spoke to the seven churches, he told them individually their strengths and their shortcomings. And then he added, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We are the church of the living God. You see, God is speaking. Yes, he is, Minister Keisha. He is speaking to us today. He's speaking to us collectively as well as individually. We cannot, we must not allow the outside noise block our spiritual ears. And sometimes we could drive down the road in our car without listening to the radio or have TV blasting throughout the day. We need to be attentive to what the Spirit is saying. I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. This is what God said. Jesus told them they will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live, according to John 5, 24 and 25. And I'll close with this. How often do we encourage someone who may seem distracted by the trials of life? We surely can let somebody know that Jesus simply says, come. Yes, he says, come. When someone asks for prayer, do we immediately take their concerns before the Lord? Listen to what the Spirit is saying, and let's speak and reveal what God is telling us as we pray for their concerns. Are we acting on our feelings or God's directions? I encourage you to listen to what the Spirit is saying, and I assure you that the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now. When the dead will hear my voice, he says, the voice of the Son of God. Jesus reconnected our relationship with the Father, so it is imperative that we pay attentive ears and listen to what the Spirit is saying. Back to you, Minister Willa. Sorry for going over.
Minister Brenda, thank you so much for blessing us with the word that is so on time. As a matter of fact, it was right in line with what my other BFF and I were talking about the other day, is when we pray, do we listen to what the Lord is saying to us, or do we just get up and go on our way? So thank you so much, because for me, and I know for many others, that was an on-time word. And I will call you back for our benediction after we go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning eternally grateful for your goodness, your mercy, your love. Thank you so much for using your daughter, Minister Brenda, in the way in which you used her this morning. Continue to fill her up, oh God. Continue to refresh her, Lord, so that she can continue to be a vessel for you. Oh, bless her entire household. Bless their going out and their coming in. Put a blanket of favor over them, Lord. We just thank you so much. Father, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, thanking you for the rest that she is getting while in Belize. Thank you for touching her body, because you said healing is the children's bread. Thank you, Lord, for touching Minister Kai as she had surgery yesterday. Thank you for the success of this surgery. Thank you that she is healing, oh God, beyond what the doctors even realize, that they are truly amazed. Now, while she's there, let her get rest in the name of Jesus. And we bind anything that tries to come against her body in the name of Jesus, and loose your spirit, loose your healing power in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for getting her to and from Atlanta safely. Father, and we just pray that you continue to be with her family as they celebrated the homegoing of her cousin Rodney. Father, continue to be with Mother Josie. Oh, lift her up in her spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you continue to be with Benita, and her, and we rejoice, oh God, that Minister Benita's son-in-law got the opportunity at the university. Father, we continue to lift up the, excuse me, me, the Sweeney family, on the loss of their dear loved one, David Sweeney, and the fire. Father, continue to comfort the family. Continue to be with Martha Marie Preston's family, Lord, on the home ground of her sister, Georgia. Father, we also pray for all of those who have been affected by the drug epidemic, the fentanyl, Lord. And we just ask, God, that thesis in the name of Jesus. Father, there's so many prayer requests, and I know I can't get to all of them right now, but you know each and every one. And so from the depths of our hearts, we lift each and every family member up to you. We lift each and every who is experiencing the homegoing of a loved one, each and every family member who is experiencing illness in some way. Father, we lift it all up before you. Everything, Lord, we give to you, and we just say thank you for this day that you have made. And no matter what, we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I know you're going to want to hear the playback of this beautiful message, this on-time message, this powerful message. So please go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN code 294-617-pound, and Artemis Wicker is the host of that call today. And the tour that's going on is Transform 90 Summer Tour, and it will be in a place near you. Again, thank you so much, Minister Rosalind Peters, for ushering us in, for starting us off this morning with worship. Oh, God, just really, truly anointed you to be a blessing to us. And thank you so much, Minister Keisha Lee, for bringing us together in prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you are a prayer warrior, and we just thank you so much for starting this call off in prayer. Thank you, my TMC family, for joining us this morning. May God add a special blessing to your life today. And as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I really do love me some you. Minister Brenda, again, thank you for the rich word you brought to us this morning. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you again, Minister Willa, for being the blessing that you are to us. This is the air we breathe. Lord, we're desperate for you because we want to listen to what the Spirit is saying. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day.